do this real quick. Alright, what's poppin', y'all? What's poppin'? I'm gonna do this live real quick, man. So we're gonna talk about CERN today. We're gonna talk about CERN. Now, I know a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, is, you know, they don't really know what CERN is. I ain't gonna front. I had to do some extensive knowledge on what CERN was. But apparently, they saying that this CERN machine, which is a particle collider. So like they got both sides of a beam shooting particles at each other, and this is what's causing these type of events to take place. Now, the live the other day I had showed y'all, there was some stuff caught in the sky. Now, some people believe that NASA was basically shooting rockets or whatever the case may be, but I got some stuff about CERN we gonna talk about today. So let's start with this, y'all. Let's start with this. Then we gonna play with Now, I'm gonna say this though, like today it was extremely windy. So now they saying like after the solar eclipse, right? There was some type of weird type of anomaly that was in the ocean, and it started from like, I believe, South Africa, and it just spread. Now, there have been windstorms all over, and I think in South Africa there was a bunch of windstorms. But yeah, it's crazy, y'all. It's crazy, man.
Trying to document this very weird anomaly taking place on Ventoux Sky. I don't know what this blob is here, but it's coming from what looks like Antarctica. If we backtrack a little bit, you're going to see it disappear and reappear on the screen. So we move into Monday the 8th, which was obviously 3 days ago. Watch as we move into Tuesday. This mass pops up with waves of 83.7 feet in height. What in God's name is this thing moving out of Antarctica? As you can see, and then it moves up the coast.
Now think about this, y'all. Because how did they get this thing? Now, nobody knows what this is. You know what I'm saying? But this little small black dot right here is flowing in the ocean. You know what I'm saying? And it's causing storms.
Of Africa into the Atlantic Ocean. Watch this as we move into Wednesday the 10th, Thursday the 11th, which is today. This is going on right now. I don't know if these waves are actually hitting the coast or if this is...
Look at that. 75 miles per
hour wind. This South wind is so strong in Cape Town, it has reversed the tide. No waves.
Look at that. Yo, I'm telling you, the wind today was crazy. Oh, let me turn that down. Storms are wrecking havoc in South Africa. Man. This is wild. But it was mad windy today. I'm going to say that. It was mad windy today. 2012 was the end of. Yeah, Nell Ortiz said it was really strong winds where I was at, too. The point it was hard to walk downtown. Yo. It's something going on. It's something going on, yo. I ain't gonna lie. It's something going on. Storms is wrecking havoc. Yo, facts. Lion Moet. Weather modifications. That's a fact. That's a fact. Yeah, it's been windy in New York for the last few months. It isn't normal. Now, I just noticed it today. Like, it felt like... That I don't know. That joint was crazy, man. Winds everywhere. Yeah, that's true. This is why I don't want to play that music. Wrecking havoc in South Africa. Man, y'all be safe out there in South Africa, man. You know what I'm saying? Word, it's crazy. Look at all that water, though.
Some sort of glitch in the system, but I've never seen anything like this. This giant blob is showing 83.7-foot waves. This does not seem to be any sort of storm system.
Listen, they shot something from that CERN portal and caused this crap to come in the ocean, man. I really do believe that this is like some type of spirit. Now, I'm gonna explain to y'all, like, we're gonna talk about what CERN is and, you know what I'm saying, how they using this crap, you know what I mean, because There's no way that they can't even identify what this crap is, but it's causing windstorms. You know what I'm saying? It's...
Let me zoom back out here. Let's move forward and see where this thing is projected to go. Watch this. Here's Friday the 12th tomorrow. Moving more up the African coast. Here is Saturday the 13th. We can see it start to wrap around the northern western coast of Africa up into the Atlantic. Here is Sunday the 14th. Monday the 15th, we are in the Atlantic Ocean with waves of 62.1, 63 feet. This is just incredible. Here is Tuesday the 16th. And look, the entire thing is now in the Atlantic Ocean with averages of about 40 feet. There's 44, 33, 34.3. This is just very weird. What are we looking at here? Here's Wednesday the 17th, the last available data for this. And now we see the entire Atlantic Ocean, which as we've discussed is already months ahead of time as far as temperatures. And we're looking at this very odd anomaly coming out of Antarctica. Now watch, I'm going to backtrack. I'll show you where this thing begins. We'll go all the way back to Monday the 8th. This is where the anomaly begins. And sometimes it glitches out. It's very weird. Here's Tuesday the 9th. And there it is. What pops right up. It's almost like this thing shot out of Antarctica and up towards the African coast. And as we backtrack in hours, we go to 5 a.m., 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m., 8 p.m., and that's where it pops up. Between 5 and 8 p.m., this thing does not exist, and then it does exist on Tuesday the 9th at 8 p.m. After that, it just slowly moves up into the African coast. Here is the 10th once again.
And it keeps getting spreading out. Whatever the heck that is, it's spreading out. Yeah, it's going to get bigger by the day, yo, but they can't describe what it is. They think it's, some type of iceberg or something. That's what they calling it, an iceberg, but it's still it's not making no sense.
Thursday the 11th, Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th, Sunday the 14th, Monday the 15th, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, this thing bleeds all the way into the Atlantic Ocean. My friends, what are we looking at here? I'll dig into this some more and bring you whatever information I come across. Here is a follow-up on this Antarctica anomaly. That's not the only thing going on. We also have a significant event going on the west coast of South America. I'm going to show you that in just a minute, but again, this is the...
They about to wash. I ain't trying to fear monger, but they about to wash this crap out, man. Listen, man. This place is about to be. It's about to be a rap Reynolds, man. How do they not know what this is? And the fact that it's just getting bigger and bigger and causing damage is beyond me.
Anomaly here that came off of Antarctica. Circles. There's a theory that an iceberg may have released off the bottom of the ocean on this part of Antarctica and rose up to the sea surface, causing these anomalies to be picked up by Ventoo Sky. Now, again, we can follow this thing all the way up into the Atlantic Ocean over the next 4 to 5 days. It's very, very weird. You can see it right here, 83.7 feet. And we'll come back to this, but look at what's going on in South America. And I want you to look at this here. This is our National Data Buoy Center. This measures tsunami buoys, big waves, earthquakes, things.
They told us to prepare for April 2024, but I didn't know that they was talking about stuff like this. I ain't gonna lie. They told us months ago to prepare for April 2024. You know what I'm saying?
Like that, and it shows us what's going on with our buoys. If we click this one right here, you could see the information is showing that just overnight last night into the morning of the 11th, this buoy dropped over 2,000 meters, almost as if it snapped off the buoy and the sensor dropped to the seafloor. But keep in mind, this is right off the coast of South America. And if we go ahead and look at the wave height for this area, obviously we have the anomaly coming off Antarctica, but then over here, there's not much going on where this buoy went off. In fact, it's about right in this area here. We do have a little bit of upper waves here, 10.5 feet, nothing to be scared over. But what caused that buoy to drop out of nowhere over 2,000 meters? That's another thing I don't think I've ever seen before. I'm always checking out these buoys. Every hurricane, every earthquake, I come right here to check them. And now this one is the one right here, right where we just checked the wave heights, which is about 10.5 feet, a drop of over 2,000 meters. That's insane. That's almost a complete fail of the buoy. I'm surprised it's even in event mode and not taken offline completely. But there is some weird stuff going on in the South Pacific and the South Atlantic Oceans right now. Both are very close to the continent of Antarctica, and I gotta say, this is just something I've never seen before. This mass moving off of the coast of Antarctica, possibly a big iceberg, and this is the forecast of waves that are gonna be caused by it. If there is any truth to this is something to keep an eye on. I think it's something that's interesting regardless of whether it actually takes place or not, because we're looking at the 15th, 16th, and 17th here, and we can't even forecast weather that far ahead of time. So to see these waves in the Atlantic like this probably won't happen exactly like this, but the fact that it's being being picked up and the fact that it was seen by this website right here, this dense anomaly that definitely came off the coast of Antarctica. All right, my friends, what is going on? And just to verify, the only earthquakes that have taken place within this area near Argentina was a 4.3 earlier today. Nothing even close enough to cause a buoy to drop nearly 2,000 meters. All right, my friends, I appreciate you all. Keep an eye on the X channel. Listen. And I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Man, they doing something, man. They doing something. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all remember that video? It was a couple years ago. They was like, they went to the CERN portal joint, right? Look, this. They said they went to the, somebody recorded them at the CERN building, the statue, because I know that they have a statue of Shiva in the front of the CERN building. So they said this is fake, though. This was a prank. That's what they saying. It was a prank. You know what I'm saying? CERN didn't approve of it or whatever the case may be. But it's weird, though, that they would actually have this, like, right going on right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Mar-R said it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they said, yes, they are, Jay. What? Weather weapons? Oh, yeah. There was a ritual sacrifice for the guy who introduced God's particle on that day in CERN. Yo, I'm gonna play a video about something similar to that, bro. But this is crazy though. Look at this nonsense. They said this was fake. You got them dudes out there in that robe and all of that stuff. I don't buy that it's fake. I'm not buying it. I think it's real. You know what I'm saying? I think it's real. I ain't gonna lie to you. I think it's real. I can't play the audio. Shows the hoodies and naked lady. Yeah. I'm not gonna show when they get. Nah. Yeah, that's crazy though. That's crazy. All right, let's talk about what CERN is. So, this is a lengthy video. This is a little lengthy, but it's going to give a breakdown on what this stuff is. Now, like I said, the machine is basically a particle collider. I don't know how to explain it scientifically, but it shoots two beams, and it's I think it's called turelectron voltage or something. Some weird name like that. But it shoots this strong energy at each other, right? And then what happens is that beam shoots up and it causes a reaction to break the hemisphere. Now, I want to say this though. Y'all know how these weird people constantly is trying to break the firmament. They constantly are trying to break the firmament. It doesn't matter what they do. They gotta just go out into these dimensions. So when you seeing videos of things flying in the sky and all of that, it's because we live in a three-dimensional world, right? They want to get to the fifth dimension. So they're using these machines to basically surpass the spiritual realm. This is why you seeing stuff come out of the sky, flying in the sky, and you know what I'm saying? They want to go past that. They want to go beyond the firmament. If you want to think about it, the spiritual layer is like on a surface level of Earth, right? That's the spiritual realm, the fourth dimension. Then you got the fifth dimension that's beyond that. They want to get there. These people are crazy though, man, but they crazy, man, if you ask me. Let me play this real quick though. This is kind of interesting, y'all. I ain't gonna do too much talking.
The Large Hadron Collider will reopen today after 3 years of being shut down for improvements.
CERN has made headlines yet again. The renowned laboratory for particle physics has announced a rather unprecedented discovery.
Scientists at the CERN Nuclear Research Center in Switzerland have succeeded today in producing record-breaking high-energy particle collisions
made by their Large Hadron Collider that may likely cause a shift in our understanding of the universe.
Mm-hmm, see?
Scientists have reported that these anomalous readings could signal the existence of extraterrestrial life in a...
Now, I talk about green men walking around all the time, but yo, when you start seeing some weird stuff walking around and, yo, they're letting, because once you go past that realm, you letting that stuff out. And they know they doing it. They don't care, though. You get what I'm saying? They don't really care. It's just like, yo, we got to find out how God does this by any means.
Parallel universe. In this video, we will be discussing the just announced CERN discovery that changes everything. Number one, the chilling discovery. In a recent experiment with the Large Hadron Collider, CERN scientists noticed something strange.
Thank you, Vicky. I appreciate you. Thank you for that.
With a particular kind of quark. Quarks are the building blocks of all matter, and
she
are.
Vicky said, awesome content. Nah, we're going to talk about it. Thank you, Vicky, again. I appreciate you.
Different types. Physicists call the different types flavors. Some of these so-called flavors of quarks were extremely unstable and decayed rapidly. The subject of this particular anomaly was the beauty quark, which has an average lifespan of 1.5 trillionths of a second. It turned out that the quark's decay pattern was radically different from what scientists predicted based on the standard model. Based on their predictions, when a beauty quark decays, it should be influenced by the weak force and transform into what is called leptons, which is a set of lighter particles, either an electron or a muon.
We thinking about electricity. These people are on something else. They got it. They got a whole new... Bro, this is crazy.
With the standard model predicting a 50-50 chance for both particles. But what the data from the Large Hadron Collider was showing was relatively different. The data showed that these quarks decay into muons only 70%, as often as they decayed into electrons.
What?
This was especially attention-worthy because electrons and muons are carbon copies of each other. The only difference is that the muon is 200 times heavier. Still, it should not affect the rate of transformations. All the forces within the standard model are supposed to pull on these two particles with equal strength, and because the beauty quarks decay through the weak force, both should result from the transformation the same number of times. There is only one way for this anomaly to occur. If a new type of particle that has never been seen before gets involved with the process. Some researchers have been made to speculate that some new type of physics could be at play. A new force-carrying particle should mean brand new physics, which could expand the standard model and answer many unanswered questions.
Yo.
Number two, the possibility of new physics. Currently, we do not have many ways to probe particles, so the theory of the standard model is our best understanding of how the strange world of particles behaves. The standard model is a scientific framework that describes everything we know about the building blocks of the physical world with pinpoint accuracy. But the shocking thing is that, even with this relatively high level of accuracy, physicists are well aware that this model still needs to be completed, and plenty of pieces still need to be added to the reality puzzle. Out of all the fundamental forces, the standard model can only describe three: the electromagnetic force, the strong force, and the weak force. Currently, it has no description of the force of gravity and no explanation for the dominant form of matter in the universe, dark matter. During recent experiments, researchers noted
that makes sense. They want to get to that dark matter. Yeah, look at the symbols. Yeah, the symbol of CERN is 666. If you look at it, it's definitely three sixes on there. They're searching for the God particle, Quentin said. Yo, it's a good point.
An anomaly within the data they were analyzing that did not correspond with what is known within the standard model. Even though it is not generally uncommon to find results outside this model with the sheer amount of data that the LHC puts out, this time, however, something has caught the attention of scientists. And they knew that they needed to take a closer look to discern this new phenomenon.
Man.
Number three, what could this brand new force be?
See?
To explain this unprecedented discovery, the researchers have considered that there may be a new fundamental particle, which they have called Z Prime, which is a brand new force-carrying particle. Mm. And even though this force is more than likely to be extremely weak, because there have been no signs of it until now, according to the researchers, this force would interact with electrons and muons in different ways.
So they create in the form of energy. And this thing has some type of energy that no one can explain, because these scientists, they're creating this. They're taking elements and putting it together. And they're trying, like I said, they're trying to figure out how to get to that other dimension. You know what I'm saying? I really truly believe, like, all right, so y'all might call me or whatever, what you call that? But I really believe that there's life on other planets, right? I truly believe that. Do I believe in green aliens and stuff walking around? Nah, but I do believe that there are some type of species in other planets that can function on that planet like we can't. Like, let's say Jupiter is mad cold or whatever, right? Their body temperature can adapt to that, you know what I'm saying? But these people here, they focusing on trying to get there. That's the weird shit.
But the extent of its interactions with the particles of the standard model remains a mystery for now. This would be a breakthrough that physics has been waiting decades for if they found new force-carrying particles. Mm. Physicists are hopeful that if this discovery is confirmed, it could help unlock established mysteries of the universe and answer age-long questions like what dark matter is, or paint the full picture of the Higgs boson's role in creating our reality.
Look, see, creating a reality. Who the hell do you think you are to do that? You get what I'm saying? Like, you gonna change reality? This is why a lot of people be like, yo, you know, with the last time they used the CERN, last time they used the particle accelerator, that's what it's called. It's not called the CERN portal. It's called the particle accelerator. The last time they used it, I believe, was 2010 or 11. And then it makes sense, because that whole Mandela effect thing came into play. So a lot of stuff is going on, but they keep messing with that. You know what I'm saying? And it's messing up what's going on in reality. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Some scientists have come up with a theory that this unknown force may help achieve one of physics' biggest goals for the past century: to unify the fundamental forces of nature. Number 4. The Large Hadron Collider CERN, which is the European Council for Nuclear Research, has been carrying out astonishing experiments since the organization first came into existence in the mid-50s.
Look.
They have been brought into the spotlight numerous times for various reasons, good and bad. The different experiments that they have carried out have brought mixed feelings among...
Gotta blame the French again. It's always the French. That stuff over there in Switzerland, over there in Paris and France, these people are sick, man.
Young people. Some of their experiments have sparked fear of the possible creation of black holes, rips in our reality, and a host of other theories due to the huge size of the organization's funding and the nature of their research. Mm. Of all their experiments, one of the most famous and controversial achievements which stands out even to this day came when the Large Hadron Collider was constructed. The Large Hadron Collider, the largest particle accelerator in the world, spans over 27 kilometers in circumference and costs over $4.5 billion. That's a huge amount of money. However, even with this ridiculously large sum of money, many positive supporters of CERN's experiments would argue that the money was well spent, because the LHC, since its construction, has led to some of the most groundbreaking discoveries of the past few decades. Mm. One such eye-opening discovery is the discovery of the Higgs boson, which, strangely, is also called the God particle.
Look, how clear could it be? The God particle. I'm trying to tell you, these people, yo, there's some crazy stuff, son. There's some crazy stuff. Yo.
And many other particles that, before their discovery by the LHC, had never been seen before. Mm. This massive LHC can accelerate various particles around and around the loop. It does this until the particles travel near the speed of light and complete over 11,000 laps per second.
What in the world?
How did they achieve this? They accomplished this with extremely powerful electromagnetics, creating a magnetic field within the accelerator. This magnetic field is more than 100,000 times stronger than the magnetic field surrounding Earth. But
How did they do that? This is what I want to know. How do these people do this, man? How do you...
But only some people are fans of science, especially not science, which seems as controversial as the experiments at CERN. Some people have been wary of the effects of generating a magnetic field of this magnitude on electronics in the local area, and even the effect it would have on the Earth's magnetic field. Let's hope it doesn't tear it down. When these particles get to their top speed, which is 99.9999991% the speed of light, the particles traveling in opposite directions are forced to collide with one another, resulting in a powerful collision to release massive energy and an assortment of particles. The LHC was built with the ability to accelerate a variety of different particles. This will allow researchers to see different particles arise after the impacts. Number 5. What Elon Musk has to say. According to Musk, between 1998 and 2008, the large
X Foundation said demons are helping those type. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no way you could come up with some type of, I don't know, particle or whatever to create something that's faster than the speed of light. Then to call it a God particle is just blasphemous in itself. These people are sick, son. Like, mind you, it's affecting people. Like, think about it. It's giving off all of this radiation, which is why when I first showed y'all the first video, that we don't know what the heck that was. What the hell was that in that damn Antarctica ocean, man? Because they playing with stuff like this. They doing crap with this.
Hadron Collider, the largest and highest energy particle collider in the history of mankind, was constructed by CERN.
Look at the 666. Go back. Look at the 666 right there. Look at this. Look. Where's that?
Particle collider in the history of mankind was...
Look. You see the six right here? One six. Another six. Another six. And another six. And you want to count this one too. Ether. Mothership came through the portal. Yeah, they saying that it was Shiva though, the god Shiva. They let out that joint. I don't know.
Constructed by CERN, this process was done with the assistance of more than 10,000 scientists, hundreds of universities, and laboratories from over 100 countries. It is located in a tunnel with a 27-kilometer circumference. The border between France and Switzerland, close to Geneva, is about 175 meters below ground.
Wow.
The energy of the first collision recorded in the Large Hadron Collider was 3.5 tera electron volts per beam, which is nearly four times more than the previous world record. And that is not all. After the LHC was further enhanced, the energy went as high as 6.5 tera electron volts per beep. Musk stated that proton beam collisions are what the Large Hadron Collider does best. But in addition to that, it can speed up beams of heavy ions, especially lead ions. Proton and lead collisions are usually carried out for 1 month each year. The primary objective of the Large Hadron Collider is to allow physicists to test the predictions of many particle physics theories. It is worth noting that they are looking for the enormous family of new particles predicted by subatomic particle theories and measuring the features of the Higgs.
So what it sounds like to me is that, now if you are atheist out there, you know the whole concept. You follow the concept of the Big Bang Theory. This is what atheists believe. You know what I'm saying? They believe that the Earth got here through just like a boom. But I be confused because it's like, all right, if you want to use that aspect, right? How did the Milky Way come in about? Like, what caused the Milky Way? You get what I'm saying? There's some type of energy that caused the Milky Way. And then now you got these people wanting to duplicate the black hole and all of this stuff. Yo, listen, man. Y'all people, I'm going to tell y'all CERN people, man. Y'all messing with something y'all don't need to be messing with, son. You're gonna mess this place up. You know what I'm saying? You're going to mess this place up, man. You know? They talking about if they get a... Just so happen if CERN keep doing this crap and then they create a black hole, the Earth will just sink. The Earth will literally just sink and then we done for. This is why I don't understand why they keep doing this, man. Like,
it's boson. Hadrons are subatomic composite particles consisting of quarks and are bound together by a strong force, similar to how the electromagnetic force holds atoms and molecules together. Baryons, like protons and neutrons, are some of the commonly understood hadrons. The pion and kion mesons, first identified during cosmic ray tests in the late 1940s and early 1950s, are also included. The LHC brings two opposing particle beams together so they can collide. Number 6. A particle explosion. When these particle collisions eventually occur, it would result in a shower of particles whizzing out in all directions. These particles have a relatively short lifespan. Most of them stay in existence for a fraction of a second or millisecond before decaying out of existence into nothingness. By varying the types of particles, researchers can discover new particles in these flurries. With the help of specially designed technology, supersensitive detectors are placed around the collision sites to prevent the loss of any information from every collision. And this massive amount of information adds up and requires a huge amount of time and manpower to sift through. The experiments carried out at the LHC can create more than 15 petabytes of raw data from these collisions every year, which the scientists then meticulously comb through to sort out the data they are looking for.
Yo, so this thing is getting information like, yo, this is mind-boggling to me. I'm not gonna lie. I know some people out there smoking their weed like, yeah, he talk about some particles and shit like that. I don't know. He said something about sir. I don't know. But yo, listen. So in layman's terms, what they doing is they have this machine and they want to figure out what it is that's out there in space. They're constantly trying to break the firmament, which is against God's will, if you ask me. But they want to find out what is out there. Now, when they go and making these new particles that's supposed to be able to live beyond light speed, like this stuff that they making using these CERN portals, it's supposed to be able to withstand live being out there. So what they're doing is they're tampering with shit. And then when they tampering with stuff, it's causing a reaction to Earth, into the solar system, if you want to believe that. You know what I'm saying? Like, ever since this solar eclipse thing happened, it's just been wild stuff. Like, New York got a rumbling earthquake. It was all kinds of stuff. People said they was tired, they was feeling sick. You know what I'm saying? The energy was drained. You got people out here losing their minds, shooting people, telling them the solar eclipse made them do it. It's a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm noticing is that the more that they going out there and messing with stuff, it's shifting the energy. It's shifting the energy, man. It's crazy.
The LHC achieved a significant milestone in 2017 when scientists permanently put over 200 petabytes of data into its tape libraries. Look. To put this massive amount of data into consideration, it would mean that 1 petabyte worth of data is equal to around 250,000 movies. Number 7. The Higgs boson. The Higgs boson is said to be an elementary particle that is associated with the Higgs field. It is the quantum excitation of this field. It's just like the same way you see ripples in the sea.
105, what's poppin'?
The boson itself is like a completely new kind of animal amid other animals in the zoo of particles. It has neither the quantum properties of elementary matter nor those of the carriers of quantum interactions, such as electromagnetic force, weak force, or nuclear interactions. The Higgs boson was discovered at the Large Hadron Collider. a groundbreaking discovery made simultaneously by the two large multi-purpose experiments, ATLAS and CMS.
Atlas.
It was announced on the 4th of July 2012 at CERN. At the time, the new scalar boson was observed mainly in two rare decay chambers.
Yo, we gonna start seeing a lot of stuff going on, yo. I'm just gonna say that. We gonna start seeing a lot of stuff going on now. With them messing with these portals and shit, we gonna start seeing a lot of stuff going on, man. You know what I mean? Stay tuned, though.
Channels,
stay tuned.
Which offered the cleanest signal. The decay was observed in a pair of photons, which involved a purely quantum virtual process, and the direct decay in a pair of Z bosons, the carrier of the neutral weak interaction. The discovery of the Higgs boson at that time may have completed the Standard Model, but this wasn't the end of investigating this elusive particle. One of the significant discoveries made since 2012 involved confirmation of the decay of the Higgs. According to CERN at that time, the investigation of this elusive particle will deepen during the third run of the LHC, particularly when the particle accelerator's high luminosity upgrade is completed in 2029. This will allow the LHC to conduct more collisions, providing researchers with more opportunities to spot exotic physics, including phenomena beyond the Standard Model.
What a coincidence. They want to do that by 2029. What a coincidence, man. What a coincidence. He died on the eclipse. Who died on the eclipse? Who died on the eclipse? Nothing new under the sun. Yo, listen, let me tell y'all something. These people here, these people that work at this CERN, man, they, like I said, it's always these mad scientists that want to just, they want to ruin shit, man. Why do you think shooting something in the sky, a particle that nobody can explain, why do you think that's a good idea? And what do you think is going to happen with that? Crazy, man. Dr. Phil failed me. What's popping? Thank you, man. He said, always great content. And everybody, if you haven't joined the Patreon, then join it. Thank you, Dr. Phil failed me. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for that, man. Thank you for the super chat. You know what I'm saying? They said Mr. C. Yeah, these scientists are mad. Yeah, these are people that, I'm going to be honest with you, man. These are people that never got laid before because it's a trip to me that they want.
CERN has estimated that as the accelerator is upgraded each year, it will create 15 million of these particles. This is compared to 3 million Higgs bosons created by the LHC in 2017. This may be key to detecting other flavors of the Higgs boson. Theories that go beyond the Standard Model of particle physics also predict as many as 5 different types of Higgs boson, which may be produced less frequently than the primary Higgs boson.
Let's look up what a Higgs boson is, though. You know what I'm saying? Let's look this up. What is a Higgs boson? Higgs boson. Higgs boson theory. The Higgs boson is the fundamental particle associated with the Higgs field, a field that gives mass to other fundamental particles such as electrons and quarks. A particle mass determines how much it resists changing its speed or position when it encounters a force. Not all fundamental particles have mass. So the particles is like dead weight, but this Higgs boson, it has weight. Like we made of electrons, electrons, neutrons, and protons, or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So we have mass. These things that they creating, they have mass too. But a lot of particles don't have no mass. That's what that is. That makes sense. Now that makes sense. All right.
Done. Even before the upgrades, scientists have already provided strong evidence of a magnetic Higgs boson. But what is so important about this Higgs boson anyway? This Higgs field played an extremely important and decisive role in the first moments after the universe's birth.
What?
It determines the very nature of the vacuum which fills our space-time.
What?
It is why matter and interactions exist as we know them, and it is responsible for the appearance of the mass of all known elementary particles. Without the Higgs field, and thus without the Higgs boson, there would be no atomic elements, stars, or life in the...
See, this is what I'm saying. There'd be no universe. You know what I'm saying?
It's universe.
Look.
Number 8. Why is the Higgs boson called the God particle?
Because they want to be God.
The Higgs boson's moniker, the God particle, was strengthened upon its discovery due to popular media. The origin of this is usually linked to Nobel Prize winning physicist Leon Lederman, who had referred to the Higgs boson in frustration as the goddamn particle, with regards to how difficult it was to detect. According to Business Insider, when Lederman wrote a book on the Higgs boson in the 1990s, he had wanted the title to be The Goddamn Particle.
What?
But the publishers refused to The God Particle.
How blatant could it be? The curse God. why are you doing it? Like, yo, this is crazy. They said, yeah, Julie said, this is beyond deep. Yo, learning about this stuff, I know it's scientific for most people. But like, you know, I get it. It's scientific for most people. I understand. But at the end of the day, son, this shit is really going on. LHC is today's Tower of Babel. That's a good point.
That was the beginning of a troublesome connection between the particle and religion, which still bothers physicists today. Still, it's hard to overstate the importance of the Higgs boson and the Higgs field, because only particles would have mass with this aspect of nature. That means there would be no stars, no planets, and no people, something which may be a little justification for its hyperbolic nickname. Number 9. Why do some scientists still study the Higgs boson? Besides the obvious necessity to perform the most precise characterization of the new particle, there are two main reasons why scientists still study the Higgs boson. First, they want to understand how the physical vacuum in which we live was created in the early universe. Secondly, they want to understand how this physical vacuum can be made stable.
Which is why we can't leave this place. If you jump up, you're going to come back down. You know what I'm saying? But they want to figure that out. Some people call it gravity, but they want to figure out what it is. They want specifics on what that is. How was it created?
The Higgs field is unique, providing a non-zero mean expected potential energy to the physical vacuum. In essence, this is what makes the whole difference for our universe. Scientists believe that there is a possibility I'm accessing the shape of the energy potential, which is responsible for the very existence of the electromagnetic force of infinite range and the weak force acting at very short ranges. Wow. To do this, scientists must study how the Higgs bosons interact with themselves. And for this, they need to produce pairs of Higgs bosons. The Higgs boson helps solve the important question of the origin of the mass of all other elementary particles. However, its mass is yet to be explained. Any symmetry of the theory does not protect this mass and brings unwanted instability. To such an extent that through quantum processes, the physical vacuum itself could become destabilized by quantum fluctuations. Fortunately, this is on timescales, which is considerably larger than the known lifetime of the universe. But scientists are still looking for additional Higgs boson-like particles that would signal the existence of the new physics that is needed to stabilize the Higgs boson mass. All these factors motivate the analysis of much more data and, if possible, access to higher collider energy.
So they want to create something more, like more... Man, yo, they want to create something more stronger than that. I mean, the particles thing is crazy to me, because what I'm saying is they're using certain things to connect, like certain particles. But the fact is that this I don't know, this ain't nothing to play with, if you ask me, man. Like, I don't think this is a good idea, man. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. And the fact that they're using this machine to get this stuff done is even more crazy. You know what I'm saying?
This is why thousands of scientists worldwide are still dedicated to the task even after 10 years. Number 10. Why did it take so long to discover the Higgs boson? The Higgs boson was proposed in 1964 and discovered in 2012. Science enthusiasts have wondered why it took so long. It is because the Higgs boson is both heavy and extremely unstable. To produce such a heavy particle, the scientists had to concentrate a considerable amount of energy in a small volume.
Wow.
They needed a high-energy collider. Once the Higgs particles are produced, they decay in many different ways, and only a small fraction of them can be distinguished from the common background. Mm. Scientists constructed the largest and most complex detectors to identify such particles. Then, they analyzed hundreds of billions of proton-proton collision events to extract a Higgs boson signal. Number 11. Could CERN have opened a dimensional portal? Question remains. Will CERN's projects and discoveries help us make bold discoveries? Or will it send us to meet our ultimate demise?
Yeah.
Conspiracy theorists have three popular theories regarding what CERN is really up to. The first and scariest theory, which caused people to point accusing fingers at CERN, is that CERN is trying to open a portal leading to hell.
Oh my, didn't I say this? Didn't I say this? They're gonna fuck up and mess this place up, son. They're gonna mess this place up, bruh. You creating stuff and you wanna try to duplicate this black hole crap and bro, I don't understand. I don't understand. This is the devil's world. Too cold and windy in Florida, Tyrone said. Look, that's what I'm saying. They don't know what that thing is that's going in the water, but it's tearing us up. You know what I'm saying? And it messed up South Africa bad.
Some people believe that CERN's tampering with subatomic particles traveling at the speed of light will lead us past the gates of the ultimate fire.
Look.
However, CERN has clarified that its goal for creating antimatter is to understand matter and mass better. The encyclopedia has defined antimatter to be subatomic particles with the reverse electrical charge of matter. Those who support the Big Bang theory think that antimatter was created during the universe's formation and should represent matter equally. But on the flip side, antimatter is very rare. The second CERN conspiracy theory is that of the Mandela effect. The Mandela effect is simply a phenomenon when many people remember an event from the past occurring differently than in reality. Some conspiracy theorists think CERN's particle experiments will likely cause shifts in our reality and push our world into an alternate dimension, creating a large-scale Mandela effect. Third and finally, some conspiracy theorists believe that human sacrifice happens on-site at the CERN complex. Mm. A video supposedly appeared online 2016 claiming that ritual sacrifices were happening at CERN. The video supposedly showed several cloaked figures walking around the grounds of CERN. It was speculated that the footage captured a young girl being stabbed in the chest by the cloaked figures. According to The Guardian, at the time, a CERN spokesperson came up to debunk the claim, saying that the ritual was staged as part of an elaborate prank.
Crap.
The question of whether police investigation took place after that is yet to be answered.
No.
It is no news.
You think the police came and arrested anybody at CERN? Come on now, especially over there in Paris, France, Switzerland, and all of that stuff. Listen, man. I'm not buying none of this. And I truly believe that they are going to open up the floodgates of hell by doing this. We already seeing stuff flying in the sky and people recording it. You have multiple people recording them things flying in the sky the day of the solar eclipse. And different angles, right? Different angles. You had different angles. Why are we now just realizing, okay, y'all shooting stuff in the air and then firing rockets, NASA's letting off rockets. They're doing too much, man. They're doing too much. And these things are going to come out of these dimensions and start terrorizing the world. I seen somewhere, they was like, they summoned the goddess Shiva. You know what I'm saying? That's what you seeing coming through the sky and all this crap. These people playing with stuff they don't know nothing that they doing, son. Or maybe they do. Maybe that's the objective. The plan is to have these daggone spirits running around on the world because they can care less. They can care less.
News that CERN has been a long-time target of conspiracy theories. Thus, it's no surprise that on July 5th, 2022, when scientists resumed activity after 3 years of completing upgrades and maintenance, conspiracy theories would also show their faces online. While science hopefuls may find this news disappointing, it is clear that CERN has no plans to open a portal to hell, the future, or any other dimensions. Number 12. Ghost particles detected.
Look.
Beams of protons.
Ghost particles. What's that? I'm telling you, man. They letting these spirits out, man.
Keep whizzing around the 27-kilometer loop of the world's largest particle accelerator, more than 300 feet underground. For over a decade now, its ability to smash particles together at extremely high energy has been helping humanity peek into the virgin frontiers of physics. FASIR, the Forward Search Experiment Detector at the LHC, has achieved an unexpected goal. For the first time, it spotted high-energy neutrinos created by a particle collider, detecting 153 events that were neutrino interactions with extremely high certainty. Wow. This significant milestone in particle physics could help scientists deepen their understanding of highly energetic neutrino interactions in the universe and unravel the secrets of how stars burn and explode into supernovas. Neutrinos are tiny subatomic particles that are found almost everywhere. Every time atomic nuclei combine or break away, neutrinos come into existence. They are produced by cosmic rays and radioactive decay in particle accelerators and nuclear reactors on Earth, and even in a banana, from the natural radioactivity of the potassium in the fruit. However, these massless and chargeless particles are the ultimate cosmic ghost.
See?
Once produced, they rarely interact with matter. About 100 billion neutrinos pass through each square centimeter of our body every second, but they are so elusive that we can't even feel them. This elusive nature earned them the nickname ghost particles.
So when people be talking about, yo, it's like spirits flying around, that's what that is. Like, y'all, if y'all ever looked at, like, I think it might be Google. But if you could watch like a video, I guess some people may call it fake, but if you notice on the outer shell of Earth, there's like a greenish film to it, right? And that greenish film was what they would say is like orbs. You know what I'm saying? The spirit is the orb or whatever. But that's crazy that's like ghost particles. Yeah, they messing with something.
Scientists have been chasing them since they were first seen zipping from a nuclear reactor in 1956.
What?
Physicists first detected the signatures of 6 neutrinos in 2021, but it took them 2 whole years to finally collect enough data to conclude that these ghostly particles were real. James Boyd, a particle physicist at CERN and co-spokesperson for Phaser, explained that the ghost particles can tell us about deep space in ways we can't learn otherwise.
Bruh. They literally getting their answers from spirits, bruh. But they calling it ghost particles because they don't want to... They're scientists. They don't believe in spirits. They don't believe in that. They're scientists, so they calling it ghost particles. A scientist don't believe in spirits. They don't believe in that. They believe that everything is here because it's scientific. There's no such thing as spirits. But these are ghosts that they letting out. They letting out spirits. And these spirits reside in this realm that we live in, this three-dimensional realm. But then when you go out, further out, then you got the fourth-dimensional realm. And this is where them spirits reside. Then they want to break into the fifth dimension and all of that weird stuff, man. They want to surpass that.
These very high-energy neutrinos in the LHC are crucial and help us understand exciting particle astrophysics observations. The experiment will continue to take data until the end of 2025. Scientists expect to find more such ghost neutrinos and unveil the intricacies of physics that we're yet to explore. Number 13.
Right.
Can the Large Hadron Collider trigger earthquakes? Earthquakes are natural hazards that are caused by the movement of tectonic plates. When these plates move towards, apart, or even past each other, they can lock up and build up stresses at their boundaries, such as the middle of the Atlantic Ocean or along the Pacific Rim.
Look.
When the plates suddenly slip apart, this stress is relieved, which causes a...
I'm telling y'all, New York is going... This whole East Coast is going to flood, son. The whole East Coast is going to flood because they keep messing with stuff, man. It's crazy, yo. I just find it weird that he just said that that's... Like, this stuff starts in the Atlantic Ocean, and I just showed y'all a video that they don't know what the hell that is in that ocean, son.
Release of huge amounts of energy leading to an earthquake.
Look,
the LHC cannot trigger earthquakes. Many earthquakes occur across the Earth each year, teaching several million, but most are too small to be detected without monitoring equipment. There is no way by which the LHC could trigger earthquakes, and there is no correlation between LHC operation and the occurrence of earthquakes. Some high-precision instruments at CERN can detect earthquakes due to their sharp sensitivity to tiny movements.
So.
In the LHC, there are more than 100 hydrostatic leveling sensors. These sensors monitor the displacements of the magnets that steer beams of particles around the LHC's 27-kilometer ring. These sensors can detect the waves emitted by earthquakes occurring very far away after their journey through the Earth. Mm. The precision laser inclinometer is another tool used to measure the movements of underground structures that can affect the precise positioning of the LHC's particle detectors. These are also sensitive enough to detect earthquakes. Number 14. CERN and its purpose. CERN is an acronym for the French Conseil Européen pour la Recherche Nucléaire, or European Council for Nuclear Research. It is a provisional body that was founded in 1952 and saddled with the responsibilities of establishing a world-class fundamental physics research organization in Europe.
Yeah.
At inception, pure physics research was concentrated on understanding the inside of the atom, hence the word nuclear. Our understanding of matter today is wider. It goes much deeper than the nucleus, and CERN's main area of research is particle physics. For this reason, the laboratory operated by CERN is often called the European Laboratory for Particle Physics. Particle physics studies the fundamental constituents of matter and the forces that act between them. At CERN, the scientists use the world's largest and most complex scientific instruments. They use these to study the basic constituents of matter. We want to advance the boundaries of human knowledge by delving into the smallest building blocks of our universe. What will CERN uncover next, and what will it mean for the future of science? What are your thoughts on these discoveries?
Listen.
Do you think they can potentially affect us? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, somebody said, this shit been around, man. Yo, listen, it's been around, but the fact that they just now, they used it, I believe they said 2010 or 2012. That was the first time they used the machine. It's been around, but the first time they used it was like 2010, 2012. And that's when you got to realize that's when a lot of that Mandela effect stuff started happening. We probably didn't notice it up until a couple years ago, but that stuff has always been going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, I don't know, man. The devil is using these people to F up the world, to mess up the world. Yeah. 2012, Lion Moes said 2012, yeah. Yo, we gonna start seeing some wild stuff, man. Some wild stuff, yo. I ain't gonna lie. We gonna start seeing some wild stuff, man. I wanna show y'all this video too, man. I saw this earlier. Where is that? Man, this I'm trying to tell y'all, yo. I want to show y'all this, then I'm going to end the live real quick, man. Hold on, let me type it in correctly. Yo, this, I'm just being honest, man. They, you know, these people in these places that want to decide to do this crap, you know, they got their reasons. They don't believe in God. They want to replace God. You know what I'm saying? We did it. We did it. There is no God because, look, we did it. You get what I'm saying? We did it. There's no way.
Right outside the front door is this gigantic picture of this Indian god that is standing inside of a portal, walking through. So I think they kind of knew what they were going to be doing when they started this whole building and started this whole project, but they just kind of kept it low-key to the general public. This type of research without complete oversight, to me, is scary stuff, man. I mean, you don't even know what can come through.
That's what I'm saying. You're gonna put something out there in the atmosphere. You don't know what this thing could, like.
CERN is the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider. It's the largest machine in the world, located in Switzerland, and it's all underground. And it uses this gigantic track, this underground tube that's connected, and they send atoms in opposite directions and speed them up to a percentage of the speed of light and then let them collide. And then they analyze the collision to see what comes out of this collision between atoms, you know, quarks and muons and everything else that they discover. But something else they discover in the process is that they create microscopic black holes. So originally, a lot of people were getting scared about this because they were like, man, if you guys create a black hole here on Earth, will it suck the Earth in?
Didn't I say that? The Earth will sink. The Earth will sink, yo. Like, yo, son, I'm trying to tell you, these people is weird, man.
I mean, kind of fair to assume, like, black holes are supposed to be pretty deadly things. Even light can't escape them. Mm-hmm. So why create one here on Earth? But I think, in my opinion, is that part of the work going on at CERN is to learn how to create stable wormholes. What Einstein and Rosen called an Einstein-Rosen bridge, where you take space and you fold it and make a hole, punch a hole in between to make a connection, a shortcut through space-time. Mm. And so it could be, you know, learning or trying to experiment, either by accident or on purpose, how to create a stable wormhole. How do you create one and hold it open? The biggest thing is holding it open. You take a piece of paper, bend it like this. So you had a pencil, you could poke a hole right through. So you can go from point A to point B. Instead of traveling over the length of that sheet of paper to get from point A to point B, you now just arrive at point B almost instantaneously. And Einstein and another professor, another theoretical physicist named Rosen, they call it the Einstein-Rosen bridge, was a theoretical name for this type of hypothesis on how to create a wormhole, or what a wormhole would be, how it would operate, how it would work. The biggest problem that we have is not creating the wormhole now, because we can create them, but how do you keep it open? How do you make it stable for something to pass through without collapsing? Now, NASA recently discovered something called X points around Earth and also around the sun. These are naturally occurring portals that open and close every single day all around the outside of our planet. The Themis satellite system discovered these portals a few years back, and I've been analyzing and watching them. Some of them create direct pathways to the sun and even to other planets.
See, that's what I'm saying. They trying to find a shortcut, but when they doing that, they letting a lot of this stuff out, man. You know what I'm saying? They've been trying to break the firmament for the longest, yo, for the longest time. Every time you turn around, they shooting something up at the sky. You know what I'm saying? They have a whole machine out there in Alaska that beams up. I talked about this in my Area 51 video on Patreon. They have a machine that resides in Alaska, and this machine shoots up. Right? When you see like certain places, I believe that's in Aurora somewhere. But there's like this green, you go out there and there's like this green, It's like a green sky. But that comes from them shooting that beam up in Alaska, and that's causing that reaction. Some people may say that that's toxic chemicals. That's what some people believe. But there is a machine that resides in Alaska, and it shoots straight up at the sky all year round. And this thing, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to break the firmament, man. That's all I can say.
In our solar system. Crazy, so these are called X points. They exist all around the outside of our planet. They're where magnetic diffusion points hit and cross, like our magnetic fields hit and cross. In some way, combining that crossing with electromagnetic fields with charged particles from the sun opens up a portal. So portals naturally can occur in nature. You don't have to make them artificially. So that's pretty interesting. All we have to do now is learn how to harness that power, and we can travel through space, and we can go great distances without having to put ourselves in hibernation pods and things like that. Mm-hmm. But now what's interesting is, you look at some of the pyramid structures and also read the ancient texts. If you go to one of the Sumerian tablets, they talk about having something called a Du-Ran-Ki. It was called a bond heaven-earth. And Enlil talks about walking from his home world directly to Earth and walking from Earth directly back to his home world, bypassing even getting in a spaceship. You go fast forward a little bit more.
The Anunnaki. The Anunnaki, yo. The Anunnaki.
The ancient Egyptians talk about something called a Jed pillar Ankh. They have a Jed connected to the inside of Ankh. People think the Ankh was like for decoration or represented rebirth and the womb of a woman and all that. It kind of did. Nowadays, it's just decoration like jewelry. But it also represented something more technological in the ancient times. When you go to the super ankh texts, you discover that Ankh and that Jed were a oscillator that would resonate to the atomic frequency of the owner. That was the code programmed into the actual Ankh. The actual portal that they would walk through to travel wherever they were going, it would only let you walk through it if your frequency was programmed into the portal. That was your key. Without walking through with that, you would be obliterated.
So you had to have an Ankh in order to go into different dimensions. It was like a tuning fork back in the day. You know what I'm saying? It was like a tuning fork. But then they would use that to go in the portal. Where is that at? It's some place out there. I don't know where that is. But there is a portal somewhere. Somewhere. I can't remember, man. His prophet in the Quran, Egyptian occultism. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. It's a portal under Bermuda Triangle. Yo, that, yeah. But there's another one that's on the outside. It's like on some mountains and shit. I got pictures of it on my phone, but I can't.
So they kept people from just getting into these portals. Only the elite of the elite had access to these portals to travel all around the world. There's one in Mexico, in Tula, Mexico, where Thoth, the Atlantean, who came from Africa over there, he would stand there. And this looks like an indention in a wall, and he would literally walk through it, and he would reappear somewhere else in the world, and he would come back from time to time and so forth. But again, he would have the Jed pillar Ankh in his hand. Then you look at Bosnia in Europe. There's a pyramid there called the Pyramid of the Sun, just like the one, there's one in Mexico called the Pyramid of the Sun. There's one in Bosnia called the Pyramid of the Sun. It's massive. In this valley, there's like five massive pyramids, all covered with brush and trees and debris. Well, they started digging this thing out. They said, oh my God, these are solid stone blocks. What? There's tunnels underneath that are connecting the pyramids. The same exact tunnels that are in Teotihuacan in Mexico, connecting the pyramid structures there. But inside of this one tunnel, they found this gigantic crystal. It's called the K2 megalith. And on it is written in runes, an ancient writing. It says, we must stand in defense until we can open the gate. Look. Well, what gate are they talking about? I believe they're talking about the Stargate. But this K2 megalith, this gigantic crystal, it has something to do with activating the portal at this Pyramid of the Sun.
Now, look at that beam shooting up from that pyramid. Look at that. Look at that beam shooting up from that pyramid. So they trying to, with this CERN thing, they trying to mimic this.
Bosnia, which at some point they were defending it and trying to thwart some people from getting access to it until they can get it activated so they can walk through themselves.
Wow.
Pretty interesting stuff. And this is well documented, the K2 megalith gigantic crystal. So CERN, in my opinion, is researching and learning about technologies that already existed. Again, we're just rediscovering everything. When you go to CERN, right outside the front door is this gigantic picture of this Indian god that is standing inside of a portal, walking through. So I think they kind of knew what they were going to be doing when they started this whole building and started this whole project. But they just kind of kept it low-key to the general public. And they only released tidbits of information as to what's going on. There was something interesting before we go on. There was a field trip of sorts, a tour, to let people come in and look around.
Let's look up what Shiva do. Shiva goddess. Goddess of destruction. Shiva holds one of the most prominent roles in Hinduism, the first religion created known to man, by the way, as the god of destruction. Wow, that's crazy. I thought it was a girl. He is one of the three most important gods, alongside Brahma, the creator, and Vishnu, the preserver. The sect of Shamanism holds that Shiva is the supreme being, which all other gods are aspects of. Yo, that's kind of wicked, yo. Makes you think, why would they use the Hinduism, right? Why would they use that? Like, why would a Hindu statue reside in Switzerland? Why would a Hindu statue reside in front of a CERN building?
And as one person was looking around, they saw these gigantic clear panels. They don't know what material they were made out of, and I have a picture of them leaning up against the side of a part of the machine with these hieroglyphs on them. So they sent these hieroglyphs out. Everyone, including I've sent the hieroglyphs out. Nobody can decipher these hieroglyphs. Nobody knows what in the world these are, what they...
Yeah, because it's a language from another being. It's a language from another being that does not speak English. It doesn't speak human. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, Terry Hinton said destruction, Jay. Yeah. Switzerland is the hotspot for the elite. Yes, exactly. Yes, yeah, and it's right. What a coincidence is right across the street from Paris, France. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all, it'd be the French that be doing all this dumb shit, man.
They mean where they came from, who wrote them, what writing, what ancient culture are they linked to? Nobody knows. Massive, giant, clear plates leaning up against the machine. At the front door, gigantic portal, a representation of a portal with one of these ancient Indian gods walking through it. They are just, in my opinion, learning about these creation of portals, learning how to create stable wormholes, just all experimenting, just trying to figure out what type of energy can we inject into one of these holes that will stabilize it, maybe even expand it? And where do they lead? Where do they go? Like, when we go through them, where will we end up? Maybe they're sending small probes through or things through to take a look. Maybe they're sending nanoprobes into them. This type of research without complete oversight, to me, is scary stuff, man. I mean, you don't even know what can come through, like life in other worlds and also life in even other dimensions. Dimension is the realm that exists at a different frequency. Right now, we're in the third dimension. We only can control the first and the second. All right. The first dimension is a line.
Right.
The second dimension is connected lines. And because we're in the third dimension, we're like the god over the second and the first. We can control and manipulate those dimensions from the outside. If people were living in those dimensions, like one-dimensional people or two-dimensional people, they would be at complete awe of what our capabilities were, because they wouldn't be able to see us as a third-dimensional being. Right. All they would see is the manipulation of their environment, and they would wonder what's going on. All right, so that's the kind of power we would have. Everything that exists in the third dimension that we took part in creating, it started all in the multidimensional platform. So this chair that we're sitting in right now, a person thought about this chair first before it manifested as solid matter, but they thought about it on the multidimensional platform, higher dimensional thinking, the original platform before all these other platforms came out. And in that realm, it existed and was constructed in a higher dimension. Then
he said, if y'all don't think that man with them folks, Billy. Yeah, I heard about Billy Carson. Yeah, I ain't gonna front. I heard about him. Dancing is not evil. Billy was granted the powers to reveal the truth. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I heard about him, man, but I ain't gonna kick his back in. We focus.
What happens is the person who was thinking about creating this chair collapsed it from multi dimensions into two dimensions. How? By drawing it on a piece of paper.
Right.
Then it went from there probably into a computer. And from there, it gets sent. Now the data from it gets sent to an engineer who now crafts it into a three-dimensional object that we can maneuver in XYZ axis in space-time. Mm-hmm. So this chair that I'm sitting in and you're sitting in started off, it was created in multi-dimensions and then collapsed into a three-dimensional structure that we're sitting on right now. Now, extrapolate fourth dimension. The fourth dimension used to be said it was time. It's not time. That's just a hypothesis that Einstein was trying to correlate time to the third. The fourth dimension is a tesseract, a fourth dimensional hypercube. From the fourth dimension and all the way up, things change completely. So we're in the third. Somebody in the fourth dimension, an entity in the fourth dimension, can see into everything. They can see through this ceiling and watch us sitting here.
That's what I'm talking about. That's where the spirit beings reside from. So It's crazy because they like, all right, we're on a three dimensional, but a ghost particle or a spirit, right, can look at us like, what the hell? That's nothing. This is why you think all of these celebrities, they go and mess with all of this stuff, right? Because these spirits can manipulate stuff for them. They can turn. You want to be this? You want to be a famous person? All right, we're going to manipulate this here. Just give me this in return. That's how this is working. Because they can see what we can't see. You get what I'm saying? These spiritual beings can see what we can't see. And these people know that. They ain't even concerned about that. They beyond that. They want to go somewhere else with it.
Right now, all right? They can see the past, present, and future all at the same time.
Unbelievable.
It's like having a house and living different parts of your life at the same time and different years in the same house. So if there are beings in higher dimensions that have developed the ability to understand and get the actual subatomic frequency number of the third dimension in this universe, they can theoretically walk from their universe or their dimension directly into ours. Every universe has a specific frequency. Every dimension in that same universe also has a frequency.
Thank you.
Every atom resonates at a specific frequency. Nothing ever rests. Everything is always vibrating. At the subatomic level, we know that when you dig deep into the nucleus of an actual atom, what's in there is a tiny vibrating string. So we're living in a symphony of music, and the music that's jingling and making this noise is creating the illusion of physicality, the illusion of solidity, even the illusion of distance, which doesn't even exist.
So they saying music is not real. Thank you, Laurie Stewart. Thank you for that. How's it going? It's going well. We up here talking about CERN, man. We talking about CERN, which we almost done with. But I thank you, Laurie Stewart. I appreciate you for that super chat. Thank you. So I'll let it finish and then I'll give a...
And so that's what we're living in. Now, let's say there's a cancer tumor in a person's body. The cells in that cancerous tumor are now operating or vibrating at a specific resonant frequency. We know this for a fact. If I have a device that actually can match the frequency of that tumor, I can send a cancellation frequency to that tumor, something like a RF machine. I can destroy it without destroying the surrounding tissue, right? Wow. So imagine having the capability of now understanding on a more grand scale, a dimension, fifth dimension, like somebody there obtains the frequency of the third dimension. They can just come right on through.
Yo, crazy, 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 yo. The devil can bless you too. Yeah, music is made with negative frequency. But what he said was crazy because he's like, yo, the sound is not even real. It's like vibration. And I saw a video the other day. They was talking about how sound, when you listen to certain stuff with headphones in, what it's doing is it's sending a signal to your brain. It's not, you don't even, what you think you hear, you don't hear. You just hearing sound, like a vibration. That's the crazy part about it. But then that makes sense on why people are affected by music. They do weird stuff when they hear certain songs. You know what I'm saying? Because it's affecting their brain. That shit going right to your ears and it's tapping in your eardrum. Then it goes to your brain and triggers your nerves. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy what this world is going on, man. The crossroad deal. Yeah, that too. No, yeah, that too. The devil control music. Somebody said, no, he don't. I don't know, man. I don't know. Tamika Hill was popping. And was saying is they charging us for energy that is free. How y'all think they be cranking up their sons? That's a lot of energy, free energy. Yo, for real, for real. Let me tell y'all, man, I do these videos because I'm all about being free, man. Like, I'm all about having freedom, son. That's the whole plan, is to be free. I don't think it's right that we should be paying for electricity and water, you know what I'm saying, gas, things that are free. And then on top of that, you're going to tax us. If I steal it, you put a crime or law on that, but then you're going to tax me. It's a lose-lose. You know what I'm saying? It's a lose-lose. But I think the devil can bless you. I don't know about that. I mean, I don't think that the devil gives out blessings. I think that's more of God's thing. You know, the devil can give you stuff, but it ain't going to be a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing blessed about the devil. I'll be honest with you. And I wouldn't advise nobody out there to think that. Like, the devil can't bless you, man. After the solar eclipse, I felt so drained. This is what I'm saying. Because yo, listen, man, there's a lot of stuff going on. With them doing this CERN crap and trying to break the barriers of certain things, and then, you know, you got them shooting rockets, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on people are not aware of, man. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff. That's why many will perish due to lack of knowledge. Yeah, that's true, too, Stacey. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know, you know, what's going on, but, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But this is crazy, though. I ain't gonna lie. That was kind of crazy, man, with this CERN thing. You know what I'm saying? Blessings, no. Just earthly stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I mean, to each his own. They said devil blesses his, but there is a price for it. I mean, the word, bless is a little different, you know what I'm saying? I can't call that a blessing because, you know, that's like, you know, a pure manifestation, if that makes sense, when you think of the word blessed. When you're involving the devil in that, that's more like a wish, like a genie, you know what I'm saying? That's the difference with that. Like, you could, a genie won't bless you because you know what I'm saying? You got to bow to that thing, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, but, yeah, we wanted to talk about CERN, man. So they letting out demons, man. That's what they doing. And now that we understand the fourth dimension and the fifth dimension, we know that they don't care about bypassing none of this. They don't care what they're letting in. It's going to cause havoc. I truly believe with them shooting this CERN portal and it causing earthquakes, the water, the Atlantic Ocean is all messed up, man. I'll play it again for y'all. But, yeah, it's wild what's going on, man. This place is going to disintegrate. You know what I'm saying? This place is going to disintegrate because they keep messing with stuff. Like, they don't know what this is, this black spot here. They don't know what this is.
Back, I'm trying to document this very weird anomaly taking place on Ventoux Sky.
Nobody knows
what this blob is here, but it's coming from what looks like Antarctica. If we backtrack a little bit, you're going to see it disappear and reappear on the screen. So we move into Monday the 8th, which was obviously 3 days ago. Watch as we move into Tuesday, this mass pops up with waves of 83.7 feet in height. What in God's name is this thing moving out of Antarctica, as you can see, and then it moves up the coast of Africa into the Atlantic Ocean?
Nobody, they can't determine what this is. They do not know what this is, man. And like I said, with them messing around with them portals and all of that stuff, they didn't crack the barrier to cause this stuff to happen. You know what I'm saying? Let's go look at what's going on in South Africa. Look, let me mute this music because this is TikTok music. Look at this. Look at this, y'all. 75 miles per hour winds in Africa, in South Africa. Strong winds in South Africa. What? It didn't reverse the tides. Like, what's going on? Strong winds in South Africa. Come on, man. Come on, man. If this ain't a sign, I don't know what it is. I don't know. If this ain't a sign, I don't know what is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Blue Sky Mom said, I live on the Atlantic Ocean. Yeah, be careful, man. They don't know what that thing is. They don't know. Look, and it's tearing up South Africa. Look, they don't know what this thing is.
Waves. This does not seem to be any sort of storm system. Let me zoom back out here. Let's move forward and see where this thing is projected to go. Watch this. Here's Friday the 12th tomorrow. Look. Moving more up the African coast. Here is Saturday the 13th. We can see it start to wrap around the northern western coast of Africa up into the Atlantic. Here is Sunday the 14th. Monday the 15th. We are in the Atlantic
Ocean.
That shit
coming close to America. Look.
163 feet. This is just incredible. Here is Tuesday look. The 16th. And look, the entire thing is now in the Atlantic Ocean.
They
with
didn't set something
about
40 off.
Feet. There's 44, 33, look. 34.3. This is just very weird. What are we looking at here? Here's Wednesday the 17th, the last available data for this. And now we see the entire Atlantic Ocean, which, as we've discussed, is already months ahead of time as far as.
And everybody said it was mad windy today. You know what I'm saying? It was extremely windy today, man.
Temperatures, and we're looking at this very odd anomaly coming out of Antarctica. Now watch, I'm going to backtrack. I'll show you where this thing begins. We'll go all the way back to Monday the 8th. This is where the anomaly begins, and sometimes it glitches out. It's very weird. Here's Tuesday the 9th, and there it is. Pops
that's
right
where
up.
It started.
Like this thing shot out of Antarctica and up towards the African coast. And as we backtrack in hours, we go to 5 a.m., 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m., 8 p.m., and that's where it pops up. Between 5 and 8 p.m., this thing does not exist, and then it does exist on Tuesday the 9th at 8 p.m. After that, it just slowly moves up into the African coast. Here is the 10th once again, Thursday the 11th, Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th, Sunday the 14th, Monday the 15th, and then Tuesday
I wish
and
I could
Wednesday,
see,
this thing.
I wish I could see this bar over here on the side. And determine what this was, because when it first started, it was real dark, which looks like a high number right here. But they don't know what the hell that is. It's just a black dot. Like, they don't know what it is. Yo, that's crazy. It was snowing here 2 weeks ago, they said. Geoengineering. Yeah, because they shooting stuff in the sky, son. You know what I'm saying? And this is causing a reaction that's going to tear up the world, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen, let me tell y'all, man. They trying their hardest to mimic God, man. But when they doing that, all they doing is pissing the creator off. And then there's stuff like this happening. And then they just, don't worry about it. It's just a windstorm. It'll just destroy a couple things. And then everything will be all right again. Like, what? Like, yo, I'm telling you, man. Yeah, Prince of Airs, yo. Yeah, Prince of Airs. That's a good point. Prince of Airs is crazy. That's a good point. Prince of Airs is crazy, yo.
It just slowly moves up into the African coast. Yo. Here is the 10th once again, Thursday the 11th, Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th, Sunday the 14th, Monday the 15th, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, this thing bleeds all the way into the Atlantic Ocean. My friends, what are we looking at here? I'll dig into this some more and bring you whatever information I come across.
They don't know what it is.
There is a follow-up on this Antarctica.
Patricia Owen said, what date is this? This was this week. He said the 10th. After the solar eclipse, which was on April 8th, this thing started coming around on the 10th of April, and it's still going. It's still going right now. but they don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Anomaly, that's not the only thing going on. We also have a significant event going on the west coast of South America. I'm going to show you that in just a minute. But again, this is the anomaly crazy. Here that came off of Antarctica. There's a theory that an iceberg may have released.
The Lulu, Leo Lu, thank you for the super chat. The devil convinced these scientists to open up a portal so demons can come through. Call it science, knowledge, or enlightenment. Snake in the garden. That's a fact. That is a fact. And it's so crazy because, you know, with them recreating ghost particles and all of this stuff, it's like, then they called it the God particle. They called it first, the God daggone particle, whatever he said. And then he said, they called it the God particle because they wouldn't let him publish goddamn. Crazy
off
stuff.
Off the bottom of the ocean on this part of Antarctica and rose up to the sea surface, causing these anomalies to be picked up by Ventusky. Now, again, we can follow this thing all the way up into the Atlantic Ocean over the next 4 to 5 days. It's very, very weird. You can see it right here, 83.7 feet. And we'll come back to this, but look at what's going on in South America. And I want you to look at this here. This is our National Data Buoy Center. This measures tsunami buoys, big waves, earthquakes, things like that, and it shows us what's going on with our buoys. If we click this one right here, you can see the information is showing that just overnight last night into the morning of the 11th, this buoy dropped over 2,000 meters, almost as if it snapped off the buoy and the sensor dropped to the seafloor. But man, keep in mind, this is right off the coast of South America. And if we go ahead and look at the wave height for this area, obviously we have the anomaly coming off Antarctica, but then over here, there's not much going on where this buoy went off. In fact, it's about right in this area here. We look do have a little bit of upper waves
that
here,
don't
10.5
make sense.
Feet, nothing to be scared over. But what caused that buoy to drop out of nowhere over 2,000 meters? That's another thing I don't think I've ever seen before. I'm always checking out these buoys. Every hurricane, every earthquake, I come right here to check them. And now this one is the one right here, right where we just checked the wave heights, which is
crazy,
about 10.5 feet, a drop of over 2,000 meters. That's insane. That's almost a complete fail of the buoy. I'm surprised it's even in event mode and not taken offline completely. But there is some weird stuff going on in the South Pacific and the South Atlantic Oceans right now. Both are very close to the continent of Antarctica. And I gotta say, this is just something I've never seen before. This mass moving off of the coast of Antarctica, possibly a big iceberg, and this is the...
I tell you one thing, and what it is, it's them messing with stuff in CERN. That's for damn sure. You know what I'm saying? They messing with stuff at CERN, and it's causing stuff like this to happen. You know what I mean? There's no reason why this would take place right after the solar eclipse. There's no reason. Then you seeing stuff flying in the sky and all of this weird shit, man. I don't know, man. But salute to y'all, man. Jay acting like he know what a buoy is. A buoy is it's a lever that watches like tsunamis and tornadoes and stuff coming through. It's a lever. It's like they put it when you see in the ocean, they got them little tank. It's like a tank. It's like a round little weight with a tank. They have them in the ocean. Sometimes you could see them. But it sits at the top of the water. And that makes sure it keeps it. They monitor that shit to see if it's going to get higher or lower, whatever. That's what that's there for. But a buoy is basically it's like a big metal, I don't know what you want to call it, a buoy, I guess, with a handle at the top. And they be sitting in the ocean. You'll see it. Like if you ever got on a boat, you'll see what a buoy is, and they just be out there. But that's what they use. Like they use that to measure the water levels to make sure it's not rising and messing up, or if there's a tsunami or a hurricane, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They monitor it by that, and that all of that stuff, it stores information for them. So, flotation. Yeah, I just heard it was snow and styrofoam in one area. I don't know about that. Yeah, it was hailing though. It's GPS inside them. Yeah, something like that, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Guess it was like something like GPS. All right, y'all. But we talked about CERN, man. I just wanted to drop a bomb for y'all real quick. Like I said, I didn't really know what CERN was, but we watched a few videos. Hopefully, y'all understand what CERN is, man. You know what I'm saying? In the movies with the people who like swimming with sharks. Yeah, that too. Yeah. Mistype harp look childish. I don't know. All right, man. Salute to y'all, man. Illinois River has buoys. Yeah, it's like a monitor. They use that shit to monitor the water and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? From what I know. You know what I mean? But I appreciate y'all though, man. I'm gonna get off this, man. Just drop a live for y'all, man. Salute to everybody on the chat and everybody that watches this on the replay, man. You know what I'm saying? Jay, love y'all, man. Salute. All right, make sure I shout everybody out. Salute y'all.